For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. New York has confirmed the first case of the novel coronavirus in the state. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the 39-year-old woman living in Manhattan is a healthcare provider who had been working in Iran.
We don't believe that she was contagious when she was on the plane or when she took a private car from the airport to her residence. But out of an abundance of caution, we will be contacting the people who were on the flight with her from Iran to New York and the driver of that car service.
The governor says the woman and her husband are at their home and the woman's condition is mild. Cuomo says there will be more cases going forward. To learn more about this novel coronavirus, we spoke with Michelle Kaiser, an infection preventionist at Albany Medical Center. By way of transparency, Kaiser is married to WAMC Academic Minute producer David Hopper. We began by discussing how a person is able to tell they have the coronavirus, since the symptoms are similar to those caused by the cold or flu.
You would really need to be tested for novel coronavirus. And let me take a step back, because right now CDC is really only recommending that select people be tested for novel coronavirus. So their recommendations are if you're ill and you've had contact with someone who has novel coronavirus, or if you have been ill and you've traveled to one of the countries that's reporting a significant amount of cases. And I think it's important to say, especially here in upstate New York, we're still in flu and respiratory virus season. So we are still seeing influenza circulating in the community. We're seeing other respiratory viruses circulating in the community. So if you're ill now, there's a very good chance that that's the respiratory virus you have, influenza or one of the other common respiratory viruses that we see this time of year.
What is it about this version of the coronavirus that makes it so novel, as we've heard?
When they're calling it a novel coronavirus, it's a new coronavirus. So there are some strains of coronavirus that normally circulate in the human population. So typically it causes what we think of as the common cold. And this is just a different strain of coronavirus that they believe they haven't seen in the human population before. But keep in mind, because this is a new virus, there's a lot we don't know about it.
If a person with this novel coronavirus were to arrive at Albany Medical Center, what actions are taken to treat that person and then prevent the spread of the illness?
So Albany Medical Center, like many hospitals in New York State and throughout the country, performs travel screening. So anyone that comes into one of our faculty practice sites or the emergency department or any other way they get into the hospital are asked, have you traveled outside of the country in the previous 21 days? That's something that we've had in place here at Albany Med for a number of years. And any patient that reports yes, we ask what country and what dates they traveled. And then based on their answer, we would isolate the patient until we know more about their symptoms and why they're here. So, for example, any patient who reported a history of travel to China recently, we would isolate them, we would put a mask on the patient, and then gather more information about the patient and learn kind of why they're here, what their symptoms are.
And with the fact that now other nations, other areas of the world are reporting these cases, does that put a stress on the system at all, being that it's not just one isolated region now? If you've traveled to, you know, say 60 countries now, there you have to take those steps.
So the CDC is recommending that hospitals target specific countries. So, for example, China, South Korea, Iran, Italy, And Japan are the countries that CDC has specifically identified as having a higher number of novel coronavirus cases and recommending that hospitals travel screen. That being said, you're right. There are other countries that are reporting cases of novel coronavirus. And, you know, clinicians, certainly we rely on the astute clinician. So a patient that comes in and maybe is reporting respiratory symptoms and they haven't traveled to one of these countries that has a higher number of cases, but they are negative for all other respiratory viruses, we would encourage them to, you know, consider that novel coronavirus could potentially be the agent.
On a larger scale, we talked about what Albany Medical Center and its practices would do. What is the healthcare community in the overall capital region doing to prepare for cases of COVID-19?
So I can really only speak about Albany Medical Center's preparedness, but other hospitals in the state are doing similar things. The Department of Health has recommended that hospitals travel screen patients, as I've described. Certainly, we're educating our staff and kind of communicating the latest information on novel coronavirus to our staff so that they're prepared and developing additional educational materials for them, you know, making sure that we're ready for a patient. If we were to see a patient, I imagine other hospitals are taking similar steps.
And we've talked a lot about what the healthcare community is doing. For the average everyday person, what should he or she do or could do to prevent contracting this or preventing the spread of it?
So I think that's a great question because I think a lot of people are concerned about protecting themselves. So the thing to keep in mind is novel coronavirus is a respiratory virus. And the things that we would do to protect ourselves against novel coronavirus are very similar to the things that we would do to protect ourselves against other respiratory viruses like influenza. So washing your hands, I know it's not, it's certainly not new, but and everybody sort of grew up hearing wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. But it really is one of the best things that you can do to protect yourself. Other things to think about are not touching your face. If we touch our face with contaminated hands, that's a way some respiratory viruses can be transmitted. If you're ill, stay home, rest, get better before you go back out to work or to school. Try to stay away from people who are ill, particularly if you're immunocompromised. Cover your cough, so cough or sneeze into your elbow if you're ill instead of your hands, and that's a way to try to keep your hands germ-free. But washing your hands is one of the best things that you can do to protect yourself.
Michelle Kaiser is an infection preventionist in Albany Medical Center's Department of Epidemiology. Michelle, thank you for your time.
Of course, my pleasure.